It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
This is another of our weekly segments where I will speak with the Deputy Leader of the ACT Party, Brooke Van Velden, discussing the hot political topics of today and tomorrow and how one of our most important minor parties feels about them. Earlier today, Brooke and I chatted about the Medium Density Residential Standards, or MDRS, central government legislation that will outlaw single-family zoning in New Zealand and, instead, will allow more and larger houses and terraces in our suburbs. We also discussed the government's announcement yesterday of 4,000 special humanitarian visas for Ukrainians with family in New Zealand. What are the Medium Density Residential Standards, commonly known as the MDRS, that are going through Parliament now, and what do they mean for New Zealand suburbs?
Well, the MDRS is a rushed idea that was passed through Parliament before Christmas through what was called the National Party and Labour Party's Housing Accord. National and Labour decided to put their hostility on ice for a few weeks, a very short amount of time, to pretend that they had found a solution to the housing crisis and decided that they were going to change council zones up and down New Zealand to allow for denser housing development. Now, the ACT Party stood opposed to this new zone because we actually went out and we talked to people who build homes in New Zealand who told us the reason why we have a housing crisis is not because the zones are wrong for different cities. It's because we actually have a lack of infrastructure. So Labour and National got the problem definition wrong and we're looking for a problem to solve that didn't exist.
The MDRS provide a high threshold for permitted development that will likely lead to less consents being required and also improve the efficiencies of councils, providing them with more funding in effect. Won't that produce cost savings and lead to more homes being built?
Not at all. I mean, if you think of the real problem here, is that the councils, the builders, the architects, the planners, developers, everyone involved in the building process came to Parliament and submitted and said, you're not fixing the right issue. And they said, the reason that we're having hold-ups in council is because the council doesn't have the funding it needs to pay for the vital infrastructure to connect new homes to communities. So the reason why resource consents and building consents take so long is because there's no incentive for a council to actually want to build a new home in their area because it costs them a lot of money to do that. Now, the ACT Party has a simple solution, and we would say on every new build, 50% of the GST should go to the local council that issues the consent so that they have money to help pay for the water pipes and the sewage pipes and everything that you need to help build a community. The problem here is that if you're changing the zoning rules to allow for new builds and new developments to happen in areas where the councils never actually expected them to happen, you're actually going to create a lot of confusion where councils thought that they'd build roads in a certain direction because they knew in their council plans that they had zoned it for 30,000 new homes, so they were going to spend money for infrastructure there. That's not going to be able to happen if you've got existing suburbs that they'd never planned on being built up, now requiring more money to finance infrastructure. So it's going to lead to confusion and chaos and not actually any more homes overall being built.
Could you briefly explain the government's decision to issue a special humanitarian visa to 4,000 Ukrainians who have family in New Zealand?
Yeah, so this was an announcement made yesterday by Minister Farfoy that 4,000, or up to 4,000 family members of Ukrainian New Zealanders would be allowed to apply for a special visa to come to New Zealand and be supported by their family when they're going through this terrible, terrible war. And we welcome this decision because I've spoken to people who are Ukrainian New Zealanders who are really struggling with fear and anxiety that their family members may not actually contact them tomorrow and that their homes are being bombed. And in particular, I think of a woman, Olga, who said that she calls her family every day And every morning they say that they're just grateful to still be alive, and their homes are being bombed. And I also talked to another man whose mother had to flee, and she had one backpack, and she's now in Slovakia, where she doesn't speak the language, and she's sleeping in a train station. People have had their lives uplifted, and they need to be in New Zealand to be supported by their family members who do want desperately to help them.
How could this policy be improved?
My issue is that this announcement by the government should have happened weeks ago. There have been people who have moved towns, they've left documentation behind, which may actually make life and this process harder for them, when if they had known that this visa would be in place and that the New Zealand government would help them be with their families, that could have been a lot easier a few weeks ago.
With your criticism of the delay in announcing this policy taken into account, do you think that the New Zealand response to the invasion of the Ukraine with regards to this recently announced policy, given its similarity to the proposal you announced a number of weeks ago, do you think this is a model for how we should approach similar conflicts and refugee crises in the future?
I think we have to take situations as they come. But one thing that I criticise the government for is that they should have known that this crisis was coming. I mean, we knew that things were alleviating, getting stronger and tensions rising in Ukraine. There should have been an easier pathway to begin with. I mean, the ACT Party said we should have used a pathway that we used for Afghanistan last year, where people were able to come on a critical purpose visitor visa, and then apply for extended status here once they got through the border. That process would have been very easy to replicate in the case of Ukraine, but unfortunately, everything in government is so bogged down in bureaucracy. There's so much red tape. It takes so long to get any information from the minister and the ministry that we've created a real delay where there never needed to be one.
That was the deputy leader of the ACT Party, Brooke Van Velden, discussing the medium density residential standards and what these mean for the housing shortage, as well as the government's announcement yesterday of 4,000 special humanitarian visas for Ukrainians with family in New Zealand. Thank you so much for coming on, Brooke. I'm really looking forward to our conversation next week, as I'm sure many of our listeners are too.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.